Good morning. I'd like to welcome everyone here today. Got a full house. Welcome to visitors. And there's a lot of parents, aunts, uncles here to watch the kids. A couple quick announcements. The altar flower sign up down at the bottom of the ramp. There's still a lot of open spaces. If you have a special day you'd like to sign up for. 24th, we'll have our Christmas Eve candlelight service. Special music starting at 9:30. Service at 10. Pastor Talent will be here with us that day. On the 29th, we're having a fifth Sunday potluck. Bring your favorite two or three dishes, or four. Back in the narthex, there are some papers to fill out to update your personal information so we can get it into the directory that's going to be printed first of the year. So if you have any changes to addresses, phone numbers, emails, if you could get one of those sheets and fill it out, please, and put it in the offering plate or give it to Latifah. Today we have the children's play. We want to thank Tina and Jordan and Monica and all the other parents that are helping out to make this show successful. So with that being said, oh, nope, I got something special. All right. I have staff bonuses. Whoa, too much stuff. Staff bonuses to give out today. So Miss Judy Black, thank you for all you do. Appreciate it. Ed Weaver, not with us today, I don't think. And Miss Latifah. So we appreciate all that you do for the church. Small token. Do we have any announcements? Thank you. I don't have an update on Mr. Everhart. I did see a Facebook post of him playing the harmonica in bed. Bob, I heard you say you talked to Rex. Do you have an update on him?
That was one day last week, so everything he and I talked about is probably
old news. So it looked like he was doing better than he was, setting up. Still having problems swallowing. So keep the Everhart family in your prayers. Any more announcements? Gene Kepley, back in the hospital. I want to keep his family and him in your prayers. If there's no other announcements, we'll go from there. Thank you.
And then, starting at Conrad, you will all go to the library, and Jordan will let you know when to come out, okay? She's lighting the burn.
Blessed are you, God of hosts, for you promised to send a son, Emmanuel, who brought your presence among us, and you promised through your son, Jesus, to save us from our sin. As we light these candles, turn again to us in mercy. Strengthen our faith in the words spoken by your prophets. Restore us and give us life that we may be saved. O house of David, come.
The stories of Mary, Joseph, and the shepherds, and the wise men. But what about the others who were there when Jesus was born? Manger Tales will introduce you to the animals that were there, from the residents of the stable to visitors from afar. As each animal pays a visit to a TV talk show, we will see the Christmas story through their eyes and get a fresh perspective on the wonder of Christmas. Throughout the scriptures, readings, skits, and music, kids will learn the story of Jesus' birth and all that Jesus means to us. This program will help you make the message of Christmas relevant to the kids of today. No matter how dark our world may be, there is still a star shining bright to light our way back to Christ.
Larry Prince, and today on Larry Prince Live, we're beginning a four-part series on the story of Christmas. We've all read the stories from the Gospels of Luke and Matthew, how the baby Jesus was born, but we've never heard the story from the people who were there. I tried to get a hold of those people to tell their stories, but none of them would talk to me. I think it's my bad breath. Anyway, I got the next best thing. We're going to meet the animals from the Christmas story, starting with my guest today, Doug the Donkey. Doug, welcome to Larry Prince Live.
Thanks, Gary.
It's Larry.
It is?
Doug, do you remember meeting the baby Jesus?
Oh, what a little cutie. He was a cutie, Larry. He had the cutest little dimple.
You saw the baby Jesus?
Saw him. I carried him all the way to Bethlehem.
I thought he was born in Bethlehem.
He was, but who do you think carried his mother, great with child, across the desert?
Was it you?
Well, it wasn't a jackrabbit.
I didn't think it was.
Can you imagine a jackrabbit carrying a pregnant lady?
Neither can I.
She'd say, if you mind if I hop on. He'd say, you mind if I hop away screaming?
When did you know that this baby Jesus was someone special?
I knew Jesus was special before he was even born.
How?
Because of his mother and father. They talked about him on the way to Bethlehem. Couldn't stop talking about him. Now, mind you, most parents are like that even if their kid is a goober.
Tell me about it.
Not all parents find out about their baby from an angel. An angel went to Mary and said, you're gonna have a baby. Then he went to Joseph and said, all that stuff Mary told you about the baby is true.
That's quite a story.
Tell me about it. I was talking for a drink of water when I first heard it. I was so stunned I did a spit take.
Really?
Water shot out of my nostril. It was kind of embarrassing.
But did you really believe he was a gift from God when you heard about the angels?
Well, I was a little skeptical at first. Most times you hear guys talking about seeing angels, they turn out to be a little nuts. But then the baby was born and these shepherds come, and then some wise guys.
You mean wise men?
I don't know how wise they were. They brought gold and spices to a newborn baby. You know what a baby needs? Diapers.
But you saw all these things.
Yes, yes, and when I saw them, I believe this was no regular baby. This was a special baby, and did he have a cute dimple?
Thanks for sharing your story, Doug. We'll be right back after this word.
Do you ever sit and wonder why people watch cheesy talk shows? Why does mom love to listen to people babble on and on about their kids, their career, and their next movie? And how in the world can dad sit and listen to those guys talk for hours and hours about sports? They do it for the same reason people read books. They watch talk shows for the same reason we watch movies. Everybody loves a good story. Christmas is a great time for stories. There's the one about Buddy the Elf and the one about the kid with the BB gun. And then there's the one about a man, a woman, and an angel.
Birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said,
Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.
All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son. They will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what an angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Matthew chapter 1.
Joseph and Mary were looking forward to their wedding. They thought they knew how their story was going. God put a twist into their tale and changed their lives for good. That twist that changed their lives changed our whole world.
Prince Live. My next guest is one of the animals who was there in the stable when Jesus was born. She was born and raised in Bethlehem, and she joins us now live. Please welcome Clara the cow.
Thanks for having me, Barry.
It's Larry.
It is?
Clara, I understand you live in the stable where the baby Jesus was born.
Oh, what a little angel face. He was so cute. He had the sweetest giggle and that dimple. Oh, that dimple was adorable.
You remember the baby Jesus being born?
I'll never forget it.
You must have been thrilled to see him.
Absolutely not.
What?
I was not thrilled at all having a bunch of people in my house that night.
But it was...
all day long. Greg the goat kept saying, "The inn is filling up. They're running out of rooms." And I kept saying, "No way they send people out here. The stables are for animals, not people." But what do you think happened around bedtime?
People in the stable?
A man, a donkey, and a pregnant woman who immediately goes to labor.
She went into labor right away?
As ready as she was, I'm surprised she made it to Bethlehem.
But she had the baby in the stable.
Oh, yes. And it's very difficult to sleep when someone's giving birth.
I guess so.
A cow has to have her sleep, Barry.
It is Larry.
And you can't sleep when someone's trying to birth a baby.
I see your point on.
Oh, but when that baby was born, you just knew he was special.
You knew right away?
Well, the star and the shepherds kind of clued me in. But yes, the baby changed everything. The whole stable just felt different because of his presence.
I guess that made everything okay, huh?
Well, almost. I still was mad at the innkeeper.
What for?
Because you don't put a baby into a stable, especially if that baby is the son of God.
Good point.
So the innkeeper didn't get any milk for a few days.
Uh-oh.
Yes, and boy were his customers mad when he didn't get milk for their Frosted Flakes.
Frosted Flakes? Who ever heard of Frosted Flakes in ancient Bethlehem?
Well, who ever heard of a talking cow?
Good point. We've been talking with Clara the cow, resident of Bethlehem, about her memories of the baby Jesus.
Oh, that dimple.
We'll be right back with another amazing animal Christmas memory.
And you made her sleep out in the shed. How would that go over in your house? Would you be happy seeing Grandma out with the lawnmower? I know Grandma wouldn't like it. When Jesus was born, there was no soft bed. There was only a borrowed food trough and a borrowed stable. It was dirty and noisy, and it was no place for a baby, let alone the Son of God. But even in that humble setting, it was clear that Jesus was no ordinary baby.
Thank you.
In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. Luke chapter 2.
Imagine the creator of the universe, the Son of God who reigns in heaven, sleeping on a bed of hay. That's how Jesus entered the world, not as a conquering hero, but as the poor son of a carpenter. What an extraordinary beginning to a world-changing story.
Welcome back to Larry Prince Live. My next guest was not in the stable when Jesus was born, but he was there when God sent a special invitation to visit the newborn king. Please say hello to Sam the sheep.
Wee doggies, thanks for having me, Jerry.
It's Larry, Larry Prince. Don't you know me from TV?
Shucks, no, Jerry. I'm a sheep. We don't got no TV out there in the green pastures. You know the ones beside the still waters?
Is that near the Valley of the Shadow of Death?
No, it's near Bethlehem.
That's right. You were in the field when the angels came to share the good news of Jesus with the shepherds.
Sure was.
What was it like seeing those angels up here in the sky?
Oh, Jerry, it was pretty, so pretty. Them angels came out of nowhere with their halos and their wings and them instruments. What do you call them things?
Harps.
That's the deal. Anyways, they commenced to sing, "Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth." It was the most glorious singing I've ever heard.
And what did the shepherds do?
Oh, golly, Larry. They were so scared. They was just sore afraid.
Sore afraid?
That's right, sore afraid. One of them's quaking in his boots. Another one's hiding his eyes. One of them thought the angels had come to take him to glory. He grabbed his heart and yelled, "I'm coming, Elizabeth."
Poor fellow.
No, but they was real happy when they calmed down and heard what yon angels had to say. He was all, "Y'all should go see this thing, what has happened in Bethlehem." And they was all, "Yeah, we should go see this thing, what the angels sung about."
Did you get to go with them?
Of course I did. I had to see this thing for myself, Jerry.
Do you remember anything they said?
He was tiny, and he was sleeping in hay inside a manger. And he was the cutest, he had the cutest little dimple. Afterwards, the shepherds headed back to the fields, praising God and telling all of us about the baby.
Amazing.
You know, Jerry, it always seemed kind of odd to me why the good Lord would invite a bunch of smelly shepherds to see his newborn son. But then I think God was just being neighborly. He sent Jesus for everybody, so he wanted to make sure everybody knew they was welcome, even smelly shepherds.
A beautiful message to end this interview.
Any smelly one. I mean it, Jerry. Them boys never bathe.
Thanks for joining us, Sam. We'll see you next time on Larry Prince Live.
Me?
No, the kids.
Oh, I got it. Adios, buckaroo.
The people of Israel had waited for centuries for the birth of the Messiah. God told the story of his coming over and over through the prophets, but when the baby Jesus was born, he shared the story with a few lowly shepherds.
And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them,
"Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger."
Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying,
"Glory to God in heaven,
and on earth peace to those on whom his favor."
When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another,
"Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which the Lord has told us about."
So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
God told the shepherds that Jesus had been born, and when he did, he told the world that Jesus had come for all of us. Jesus would not live in a palace, separated from the world. Jesus wanted everyone to come to him, unafraid, so that he might be their Savior. This message was not just for the rich and famous. This was a message for the whole world.
Welcome back to Larry Prince Live. We're wrapping up our special story on the story of Christmas. My final guest today traveled a very long way to see the baby Jesus, but I think we can all agree that that was a wise decision. Please welcome Cody the Camel.
Thank you, Larry. It's a pleasure, dear boy.
You know my name?
Of course I do, Larry Prince. You're the fine talk show host, and I love your work.
Do you know you're the only animal who got my name right?
Well, you pick up a few things when you're hanging out with wise men.
I guess so.
That's how I came to name baby Jesus, you know. The master and his few colleagues spotted his star in the sky, and we set off a long journey west.
Did you know you were going to see someone special?
We most certainly did. They don't call them wise men just for being good Monopoly players, you know.
I guess not.
My master and his fellow had read the prophets of the ancient Israelites, telling of the time and the way that the new king would be born. As soon as they saw the star, they knew that they had to look for themselves.
And the star led you to Bethlehem.
No, no, dear boy. It led us to Jerusalem. That's where the king is, you know. And he was quite puzzled when we asked him about the newborn king. Thankfully, the king had some fairly wise fellows of his own. They opened a book of Micah to say you will find him in Bethlehem.
How wise of you to ask directions.
Well, being wise doesn't mean you have all the answers, but it does mean being smart enough to ask for directions.
So you go to Jerusalem, and you see the baby Jesus.
Oh, what a pumpkin head. He was so cute.
That's what I hear.
He has the cutest dimple.
Heard that too.
My master and his associates brought gifts for him. They brought gold, a spice called frankincense, and an oil called myrrh. These gifts were fit for a king, so it was rather strange seeing them in the hands of such poor parents. I could tell they had never seen such things in their lives.
They must have been overwhelmed.
They were, but not as near as my master. You see, the gifts we brought were nothing compared to the boy. He was the Son of God. He was the Redeemer of the world. He would bring something far more valuable than gold or frankincense or myrrh. He would bring eternal life.
How true.
I still get people today ask me about our journey. What did the star look like? How much gold did you bring? How long did it take you to get there? I tell them none that really matters. We're not the story. The gift in the manger is the real story of Christmas.
Wise words from a wise camel. Thank you, Cody.
My pleasure, Larry.
This has been Larry Prince Live, and now you know the story of the animals and the nativity. So long.
Christmas is a time of giving. It's a time for pitching money into the Salvation Army buckets and shopping for paper angels picked from a tree in the mall. I know you've all been shopping for weeks looking for the perfect gift to give the special people in your life. You don't want to let them know that with that gift, just how special they are, just as the wise men did for Jesus. Just don't lose sight of the baby who is the greatest gift of Christmas.
Bethlehem in Judea. During the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem. They ask,
"Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him."
When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all of Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, are by no means least among the rulers of Judea. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them that the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. Matthew chapter 2.
Try all you want, but you'll never top the gift that God gave us. Even the wise men with their gold, frankincense, and myrrh couldn't match it. God gave us Jesus. He gave us a Savior who would die for our sins and offer us eternal life. You can't look in every store. You can browse every website. You'll never find a gift as wonderful as Jesus.
Thank you.
You've heard the tales of Christmas told by those who were there. The donkey, the cow, the sheep, and the camel have shared their stories from the manger side. Now there's one more tale left to tell, and that tale is yours. Now that you have come to the manger, now that you have heard from those who saw him first, what will you do with Jesus? Will you walk away from the manger and lose yourself in the Christmas lights, or will you begin a new tale by receiving the greatest gift ever given? He's waiting for your answer.
Thank you. So although this is not in the bulletin, we are going to have our prayers this morning. So joining our voices with God's people around the world, let us offer our prayers for those in need. Each section will end with, "Hear us, O God," and the response is, "Your mercy is great." For the church throughout the world and its leaders, that the work of the Spirit unite us in Christ to proclaim the wonders of God, hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
For the majesty of creation, the moon and stars that enlighten the night, the birds that inhabit the sky, and the fish that reside in the seas, that all creatures flourish together, hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Jesus Christ, born in a stable, be with the poor and the homeless this Christmas time. As we pray, live, and give, shine your everlasting light. Jesus, born of Mary, be with young mothers across the world this Christmas time. Be with the sick, that they are comforted. Be with the despairing, that they receive hope. Be with infants and children, that they be granted nurturing caretakers. And for all those who cry out to God in any need, especially Burnett, Gary, Bill, Joanne, Walter, Sheila, Aldine, Walt, Scott, Teresa, Mandy, Brody, Sharon, Gracie, Jean, Dwight, Eva Ray, and all those who we now name. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Loving Father, help us to remember the birth of Jesus, that we may share in the song of the angels, the gladness of the shepherds, and worship of the wise men. Close the door of hate and open the door of love all over the world. Let kindness come with every gift and good desires with every greeting. Deliver us from evil by the blessing which Christ brings, and teach us to be merry with hearts. May the Christmas morning make us happy to be thy children, and Christmas evening bring us to our beds with grateful thoughts, forgiven and forgiving. For Jesus' sake, hear us, O God. You hear the prayers of your people even before they are spoken. We command these and all our prayers to you, entrusting your abundant mercy through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. And now let us join together saying our mission statement, which is not up on the board, but it is in the bulletin on page 5. As united people of God, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, our purpose is to provide worship and Christian education and respond in loving action to a needy world.
Thank you.
Lord.
Thanks be to God.
And Merry Christmas.